It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Mugunere, our question for today is, and I'm going to read it as it is, if God is omnipotent, all-powerful, why did he take 6 days to create everything? Why not speak everything into existence all at once?
Oh, we want to thank God. This is what I could call a million-dollar question.
Okay.
If God is omnipotent, why did he take 6 days to create instead of just speaking things into existence? I would love to respond, starting by saying, putting a disclaimer first. The disclaimer I want to put is that this question is not on the omnipotence of God, but rather is on the reason why did God took 6 days. An assumption to the question is that we understand that God is omnipotent. That is to say, God is forward, all-powerful. Then why did he then took 6 days in creation? The answers may only be found in the world of what we would call speculation. But in simple terms, let me try to give three simple reasons that might be the reason why God took the 6 days. Reason number one is that God wanted to demonstrate order. God wanted to demonstrate order. If we read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 30 and 31, it says, let everything be done in order. Let everything be done in order. So God is a God of order. Looking at this creation week, you can see how it is structured in an orderly manner. Hence, God might have taken 6 days. The reason which is behind the scene is that he wanted to demonstrate what I could say, order. So the first reason is that he wanted to demonstrate order. That's point number one. Second point, or second reason I would love to share to the world is that God wanted to give people rest. Or in other words, God wanted to demonstrate a rest. Now, as you can see, in this creation week, the last thing to be created on day number six is man. Man, who is the crowning work of God's creation. And he is created on the sixth day. Then Jesus himself gives us the reason. He says now, in Mark chapter 2, verse 27, the Sabbath was made for man. What does this imply from the words of Jesus? From the words of Jesus, one can glean that God took 6 days, reason he had man in mind. He wanted to demonstrate how man should live. He wanted to demonstrate that man needs a rest. And in simple terms, also as I am trying to give answers to this question. So answer number one, it was God wanted to demonstrate order. Answer number two, it's God wanted to demonstrate what I call rest. Answer number three, God wanted to give an example to men. God wanted to give an example to men. As I was reading the book of First Peter, chapter the second chapter, I was reading verses 21. For it says, for unto this were you called. Christ suffered for you and he left you an example. So it has been God's custom to leave an example for his created beings. So in other words, God took 6 days because he wanted to leave an example to the human race on how they should live. Another example he wanted to leave is that patience, that it takes time. It is a process. It is a process. And like what the world teaches about the big bang, boom, no. So God wanted to demonstrate that creation is a what? Is a process. Now, the last thing I would like to mention and to share is what I could call God took what I say an apologetic approach. God took what I could say an apologetic approach. An apologetic approach. Remember, we learned that God is not only omnipotent, but he is also omniscient. What does omniscient mean? Omniscient means that God knows everything. He is all-knowing. So God foreknew that creationism would be a subject of debate even among Christians themselves. You know, today the issue of origins has become a bone of contention among scholars. Many absurd, bizarre theories has arisen without taking any offense. So in order to assert his authority as the creator, God took 6 days. So why did he take 6 days? He took 6 days in order to assert his authority as the creator. So when we, as time goes on, people, as they see the creation week, the 6 day week, the 7 week cycle, they would ask, how did this originate? Then they'll go back to the creation cycle and then understand, God, oh. Truly, truly, there is a what? There is a creator. So let me summarize the simple answers I have tried to give. So number one, I say, God took 6 days to create in order to demonstrate order. He wanted to demonstrate order. You can see that the creation, it starts from those which is less complex to that which is what? More complex. Man being the crowning act of creation. Then number two, God took 6 days to create in order to demonstrate rest. The 6 days are juxtaposed with the seventh, which is a day of rest. Jesus told us in Matthew 11, verse 28, to come to him and find rest. So you can see that even Jesus saying, if you come to Jesus, he will give us rest. So the creation days represent God's work, which was finished on the sixth day. His resting was not because he was tired. This is what Isaiah tells us, Isaiah 48. He rested from creating. The seventh day was called out specifically for us in the work week so that we would have rest. The Sabbath, the seventh day upon which God rested, typifies our rest that is ultimately found in the person of what? Of Jesus Christ. And you can see that when he was now giving the Ten Commandments, at the heart of the commandments, very embedded inside, we find the Sabbath. Yes, God took 6 days because he had the Sabbath in mind. Okay. Also, we said God took 6 days to create because he had man in mind. Where did we find these things? We said, you know, the psalmist would ask, what is man that you are mindful of him? He had this question when he looked at the universe and how vast is the universe from the minute to the great things, from the little thing to the Leviathan, the great animal, the mammals. Then the psalmist would say, oh, what is man that, oh God, you are mindful of him? Then he came to understand from what Jesus says. Jesus would say, the Sabbath was made for what? Was made for men. So in other words, God had man in what? In mind. Lastly, we said God took 6 days because he was what? He was apologetic. It was a stanza, a barricade for the future, because in the future generation, people are going to propagate theories which are bizarre, theories which are absurd when it comes to trying to explain origins. So in summation, what did I simply say? In summation, what can I say concerning this marvelous question? In summation, if God is omnipotent, all-powerful, why did he take 6 days to create everything? Why didn't he just do everything all at once and be done with it? In summation, we cannot reach up to unto heaven and require that God give an account of his actions. He is sovereign, Lord, who has not seen fit to reveal his motives for taking 6 days to create when he could have done it in a moment. Job puts it this way: can thou by searching find out God? Can thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What can we do? Deeper than hell. What can thou know? Job 11, verse 7, 8. So what can we simply say? We can simply say that these answers I have tried to give, they are only based on speculation. But in it, we can find that God had a plan. And that plan, we might not fully comprehend or understand it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Does that mean we don't have a scriptural basis? When you're saying it is all based on speculation, does it mean we don't have a scriptural basis for it?
As I was doing the research, I came to understand that we do not have a scriptural basis on why he took the 6 days or the 10 days or the 6 days or the 7 days of creation. But what I can simply say, as we can find, especially in the book of Exodus chapter 20, in the Ten Commandments, and Ten Commandments is the transcript of his character. So what can we simply say is that God took 6 days because he wanted to establish a weekly cycle so that man can follow what he himself has done. If he had only spoke things into existence, hence there was no need for the Sabbath. If he had spoken things into existence, hence there was no need for what we call the rest, which we find in the Sabbath. Also, if he had just taken in a snap, as human beings, if something is so important, you usually take our time. We usually take our time. This is what is implanted in our minds. So therefore, because creation of this universe was so important to him, that's why God could take his time.
Okay. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your answer. Really appreciate it. Mfundisi was answering the question, if God is omnipotent, all-powerful, why did he take 6 days to create everything? Why not speak everything into existence all at once? And the pastor is saying, well, we don't have much from scripture to go on. Pastor is saying, from speculation, we can glean that God wanted to show some order. He wanted to create a circle, a cycle, a 7-day cycle. And all of these are based on what pastor is calling speculation. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate your insights.
Thank you so much. God be with you.
God bless.
It's not just music, it's your way of life, how you live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism. AWR.
The Remnant Church has the strangest messages to proclaim to the world, but a true preaching of the strangest messages will lead you to the preaching of the entire scriptures.
This and more on Glorious Morning, only on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.